Harry glanced up at Hermione and saw that her mouth was fully open now. She was gazing at him with a mixture of alarm and pity.
"Harry, your dad's, well, dead," she said quietly.
"I know that," said Harry quickly.
"You think you saw his ghost?"
"I don't know. No, he looked solid. But then, maybe I was seeing things," said Harry. "But from what I could see, it looked like him. I've got photos of him."
Hermione was still looking at him as though worried about his sanity. "I know it sounds mad," said Harry flatly. He turned to look at Buckbeak, who was digging his beak into the ground, apparently searching for worms. But he wasn't really watching Buckbeak. He was thinking about his father, and about his three oldest friends, Moony, Wormtail, Padfoot, and Prongs. Had all four of them been out in the grounds tonight? Wormtail had reappeared this evening when everyone had thought he was dead. Was it so impossible his father had done the same? Had he been seeing things across the lake? The figure had been too far away to see distinctly, yet he had felt sure for a moment before he had lost consciousness. The leaves overhead rustled faintly in the breeze. The moon drifted in and out of sight behind the shifting clouds. Hermione sat with her face turned towards the willow, waiting.